Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to a reported shooting at a residence in the 900 block of Mountain View Drive. However, deputies were unable to locate a victim or a firearm. 45-year-old Jacob Sherman was contacted when deputies arrived, and Sherman stated that several shots were fired and a woman was shot inside the residence. During a search of the property, it was apparent that a crime did not take place. Witnesses near the residence confirmed that a shooting did not occur, and it was determined that Sherman was under the influence of methamphetamine. Sherman was also found to have had a restraining order which prevented him from being at the property, stemming from a February assault. 1 gram of methamphetamine was found on Sherman's person, and he was booked into county jail. Along with the Shelter Cove Fire Department, the California Highway Patrol, and the County Sheriff's Office responded to a single vehicle crash in the Abalone Point area Tuesday morning. The driver of the vehicle was declared dead at the scene, and it was determined that the vehicle had left the roadway, went through a fence, and fell 20 feet from the top of the bluff. The vehicle then came to rest with the nose down. The driver was identified as 41-year-old Shelter Cove resident Jason Dwayne Fleming, and the reasons why the vehicle left the roadway remain under investigation. Sheriff's deputies, Eureka police officers, and officers with the Bureau of Land Management responded to an outdoor marijuana garden in Whitethorn Tuesday morning. Law enforcement arrived at a campsite and located two suspects who were asleep inside of their tents. Officers were able to immediately detain the two men, and a search of the campsite turned up two handguns and one rifle. Officers also eradicated over 930 marijuana plants that were growing on the property. The suspects were identified as 30-year-old Eduardo Narez Zavala and 30-year-old Edgar Adomni Juarez, and they were arrested for cultivation and possession charges along with being armed in commission of a felony. Tuesday evening, the Eureka Police Department received multiple reports of gunshots being heard around the 1100 block of E Street. Officers responded to the scene and were unable to locate anything suspicious. That's when more calls came in about shots being heard in the vicinity of the area. Officers then narrowed their search to an apartment complex in the 300 block of Grant Street. Upon arrival, officers contacted a resident who is the mother of 20-year-old Damon Rogers, who was on searchable felony probation. A search of the apartment turned up several shotgun shells and a loaded pistol, to which Rogers and another man on scene denied ever firing. Rogers was booked into jail for being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition, along with probation violation. The County District Attorney's Office announced a new hire. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming said that revenue from Measure Z would allow her to hire more staff, particularly more experienced lawyers, to serve as deputy district attorneys. Fleming has announced that her office has hired Dave Christensen, a lawyer with 20 years' experience, along with 11 years as a prosecutor with Inyo and San Joaquin counties. Fleming plans on hiring additional deputy DAs along with clerical staff and investigators with revenue from Measure Z.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Tuesday evening, Mendocino County deputies responded to a reported assault at a residence in the 1100 block of Gopherville Road in Whitethorn. Upon arrival, deputies contacted a 52-year-old female victim, who told deputies that her neighbor, 46-year-old Gerard Honzik, without warning, attacked her in her yard, striking her several times with a folding chair. Honzik also shattered the windshield and mirrors of the victim's pickup truck. The assault occurred in the morning, and the victim was already treated for her injuries. A second victim at the residence had been attacked by Honzik and another man, but the victim declined to seek prosecution and was uncooperative with the investigation. Honzik was taken into custody without incident and was booked into jail for vandalism and assault with a deadly weapon. The sheriff's office released a surveillance photo of a female suspect involved in robbing the Safeway store in McKinleyville over the weekend. The woman, along with a male suspect, walked into the store and stole shopping carts and handbaskets filled with food items and left the west emergency exit without paying. One of the shopping carts toppled over, spilling its contents on the floor, but the suspects were still able to steal $600 worth of items. The suspects remain at large, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. A Humboldt State student who was lost in the Mad River County Park was found by university police over the weekend. The student contacted deputies via text message, and the department used GPS coordinates to pinpoint the location. After unsuccessful attempts to reach the student, Sergeant Joseph Jones headed northbound on foot and located the student, and he was returned to his residence hall with no injuries. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.